This is Radio X.
Mumford & Sons say they will boycott a Swedish music festival following reports emerging that 17 women were sexually assaulted at the event last weekend. Authorities received 5 reports of rape and 12 of sexual assault during Bravala, Sweden's biggest music festival. "We're appalled to hear what happened," wrote Mumford & Sons on Facebook. "Festivals are a celebration of music and people, a place to let go and feel safe doing so. We're gutted by these hideous reports." They added, "We won't play at this festival again until we've had assurances from the police and organisers that they're doing something to combat what appears to be a disgustingly high rate of reported sexual violence." A new study has revealed that drinking caffeine the day after a concert could be bad for your hearing. Published by JAMA Otolaryngeal Head Neck Surgery and conducted at the McGill University Auditory Sciences Laboratory, the study exposes 3 groups of female albino guinea pigs to either caffeine, 110 decibel pure sound, or both. As consequences of sound reports, the group that were exposed to both caffeine and sound recovered their hearing significantly slower than those who were given just the sound tone. Previously unknown drawings by the legendary author Beatrix Potter have been found during cleaning work at a National Trust property in England. The 4-line drawings were found hidden inside books during conservation work at Melford Hall in Suffolk. Potter, the creator of Peter Rabbit and Mrs. Tiggywinkle, was a regular visitor to the Long Melford stately home and cousin to the Hyde Parkers who lived there. The images are set to go on display to the public.